I was afraid that if I had a space, I'd have to face the reality of my life. I'd had to face the feelings I haven't dealt with. The feelings I've been sweeping under the carpet for years. That maybe I'm not that happy. That maybe I need to make some hard changes in my life. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. I'll be honest with you. I've been postponing to record this episode as long as I could. This year has been a lot. I'm ending this year as a completely different woman than I was when this year started. I changed. This year, I refused to run my business and live my life in anxiety. This year, I gave myself space to explore and find out direction I want to go that would make me feel the most excited. This year, I chose to stop pursuing things that I didn't enjoy anymore. I went through every single thing I did in my business and was honest about, well, how much time it takes? Is it worth the profits? And also, do I still enjoy this? Can I see myself doing this for another year? For the first time in my life, I started to prioritize freedom and joy. Today, I am the most fulfilled business owner as I ever been. And in this episode, I'm taking you behind the scenes of this transition along with the life-changing lessons this year taught me and changes I made in my life to get here. So, if you feel like you are ready for more freedom, more joy, more fulfillment in your life as a business owner and also just as a human, make sure that you have your notepad close by. This episode is an honest, juicy look behind scaling my business and creating freedom in my life. But before we dive in, I'd like to kindly ask you if this episode resonates with you and you hear something that you think that more business owners need to hear, please take a screenshot or a picture of your phone or computer and share it on your stories with the point that resonated with you. Make sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so I can see that you tuned in and shared the post and I can reshare it and we can spread the message to more women in business together. I would very much appreciate your help with that. And now, when that is out of the way, let's get to the episode. So, this year I chose to put freedom over profits in my business. And now, I'm not saying that profits are not important. Of course they are. I was still able to maintain the multi-six figures as I had in a previous year, but I wasn't focusing on doubling or tripling the profits this year. Instead, I was focusing on how can I build more freedom in my life and structure in my business that will support that. And here are the changes that I made this year. So I used to work 12 to 16 hour days in my business, including weekends. I was stressed. I was neglecting my health. I was constantly feeling pressure like there isn't enough time in a day to do it all. I could not rest because I felt guilty that I should be working. Now I'm down to 7 hours, an average per day, taking weekends off most of the times, and if I do something during the weekend, it's only if I feel completely replenished and it's something fun, and I try to do it in no more than 90 minutes time block. I prioritize the importance of making time to recharge and saying no to opportunities that would rob me of my priorities in my business and my life. I feel the most peaceful as I have ever been, even during the days when nothing goes as planned. And the biggest thing that allowed me to do that, to gain more freedom in my life, was to respect my time and prioritize things in my life and business that lead to the big picture vision I have for my life, as well as creating boundaries and saying no to everything that is slowing me down from getting there. In the end of the last year, when I was doing my yearly reflection, I did a full-on inventory of my business and my life, where I spend my time, what I give my attention to, and went through every single thing I was doing, and I was honest about how much time it takes. Is it worth the profit? Do I still enjoy this? And more importantly, can I see myself doing this for another year? And I mean this in a literal way. I was walking around with notepad for over a month, marking down every single thing I was doing during my days, how long it takes me, and how does it make me feel. Just doing that alone helped me identify things that are no longer aligned with the way I want to run my business. Like I mentioned already, the biggest thing I was focusing on this year was creating more freedom in my life. So I had to face which parts of my business I was currently doing that are not supportive of creating more freedom in the future. As you probably know, I used to have a wedding product business, which was how I got into entrepreneurship. It was awesome. In the first 2 years, I got over 700K mark in revenue. I learned a lot through that business, but I never wanted to have a warehouse and employees. It was just a business I ran from home. And it hit the point where to continue running it, I would have to open facility with employees, or I would have to continue tying most of my profits that I was earning to actual labor and time I had to put in to dispatch every order in a real time. And that wasn't aligned anymore with the big picture goal I'm working towards in my business, which is having more freedom. So in January of this year, I made a big jump to close the product part of my business completely, celebrate that chapter of my life, and move forward to the future, focusing only on parts of my business that aren't based on me trading my time for every single sale I get. I knew I wanted to build a structure that allows me to work from anywhere in the world so I can live internationally, spend more time with my family in Europe in upcoming years, and for my customers to be served without me having to show up in a specific time, on specific place, to be paid for it. So focusing only on online education part of my business allows me to do that, and that's where I decided to go all in. And also, during the end of the year reflection last year, I defined all the things that I wasn't enjoying in my business anymore. Over the years, I realized that if you do things just for profits, but you don't enjoy them, you will run out of motivation. At least I did. In this season of my life, I simply don't want to pour my time into things I dread. For example, I used to have a print-on-demand store as additional income stream I had for my product business, but I dreaded every single task I needed to do for it. It just wasn't something I didn't like anything about it. It was so impersonal and it was just like, ah. So was it nice to earn extra income from it? Sure it was, but was it worth it? That dreading energy and maintenance I had to do for it? For me, it wasn't. So I shut it down as well, so I could have more time on my schedule for things I love. And just doing that alone, freeing my weekly schedule of things that weren't aligned with my goals I had for my future, allowed me to create space. Which just afterwards, I realized that I never really gave myself space to really think. Having space in my life made me realize I was subconsciously avoiding having space because I was afraid of it. I was afraid that if I had a space, I'd have to face the reality of my life. I'd had to face the feelings I haven't dealt with. The feelings I've been sweeping under the carpet for years. That maybe I'm not that happy. That maybe I need to make some hard changes in my life. That I may need to deal with the confidence scars I had from my childhood that I never dealt with. That maybe I need to deal with feelings I have through my fertility struggles that I've been so amazingly avoiding because I was just filling all my time with work. I didn't know that all those unprocessed feelings create unnecessary baggage. They often create extra insecurities and they hold us back. And I realized that I lived in fight and flight mode my whole life. I was always running away from failure. I was running away from unhappiness. I was running away from the situation I didn't want it to end up with. But I never stopped to find out what would actually make me feel really happy and in peace. I don't want to go too deep onto this, but I wanted to share it. I wanted to bring awareness to it because this year taught me that mental health and emotional health is a big part of being an entrepreneur, the one that cannot be avoided for the long term if you as a human and as a business owner, you want to thrive. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs put on brave face every day to do the hard thing, to face the challenges that come with entrepreneurship, and that we make work our coping skill until we feel completely empty and then think that, oh, well, maybe all other entrepreneurs also feel empty. I guess I just keep going. But this year showed me that it doesn't have to be this way. If I'm brave enough to create space and face my feelings and learn to cope with them so I can make intentional changes in my life. If you are enjoying this episode, I'd love to invite you to join our brand new private Facebook group exclusive for our podcast listeners, driven small business owners, and action takers like you. When I launched this podcast, I wanted to create a space where you can find your tribe of like-minded women, where we can dive deep into real conversations as a business owners working hard on achieving our goals, but most importantly, where we can support each other. Just click on the link in show notes to submit your application and become our founding member. Can't wait to get to know you in our private, free Small Biz Babes Community Podcast Facebook group. This year taught me I needed to heal before I was able to become the better person of myself and to grow the way I wanted to. This year showed me that I lived in desperate energy for most of my life, that I always made myself feel like things are just so hard, I held myself back because I was always questioning my skills, my potential. I was too insecure. I was too scared. I was too worried about what others will think, or what if it's not going to work out, and what others will say. And I didn't even know about it. I didn't know I was doing it harder for myself than it needed to be. And this year showed me there is another way. Making a space and seeing the things for the way they really are allowed me to build compassion to myself and start asking myself different questions like, what if you would not be desperate to make it happen, but you would really believe that you have what it takes to make your biggest goal happen? What if you took right here, right now, as a blank slate, what would you make of it? What would you do if you knew you are going to make your boldest dream happen? Let's act like today is a blank slate. What do you need to start doing? And what do you need to stop doing to make that reality? And that's what I did. I knew I needed to learn to prioritize my health. I started to prioritize rest, build better sleeping habits, evening routine, started to go for acupuncture, started to work with Reiki healer, stopped drinking wine and eating chips on Friday night out of stress because I was eating out my emotions. I started to plan meals based on my cycle to support my hormonal balance. I started to prioritize daily movement, whether it's yoga, walk, or exercise. I created strict boundaries with my work and social media. I stopped going on social media altogether during the weekend. I only go on social media for work once a day, Monday through Friday. I knew I needed to prioritize making space in my schedule. In the beginning of this year, I messaged all of my friends and family and canceled all commitments I made to go for dinners or trips or lunches. I refused to go for weekend trips. I wanted to make space to rest, to be, to think. I needed to take a step back and jump off the busy mode and make space for a life that makes me feel energized and not drained. But at first, I needed to even make space to figure out how that life would look like. I gave myself space to explore what recharges my batteries and found my passion for home decorating. I gave myself space to dream bigger than I ever did. To dream about the perfect year and the perfect day in my life few years down the road and face all the things I will need to do to get there, face the changes I will need to make, face the habits I will need to create. I gave myself space to explore and find out what direction I want to go with my business that would make me feel the most excited. I expanded from focusing only on handmade product community to helping women in product and service business online who are ready to commit to themselves and their goals. I gave myself space to understand how my mind works so I can be aware of my weaknesses and work with them. So I recognize when I'm holding myself back based on the fear and old ways of thinking that I'm ready to leave behind. I gave myself space to get rid of that dreading I have to energy in my life so I could gain strength to become the thriving version of me and focus on things that I really want. Thanks to this year, I learned to rest without feeling guilt and constant urge to do anything. Thanks to that, I started to value myself and my work a lot more. Thanks to that, I'm able to find peace in me even during stressful days. Thanks to that, I'm committed to build a machine for my business that will give me the time and location freedom in the next few years that I'm working on. And I know that working harder and longer than I was is beyond my capacity. And instead, I had to make a jump to build a team. So I have outsourced many things in my business this year that I didn't enjoy doing, that I didn't personally have to do, that I was just sort of scared to outsource it before, or I thought that I wasn't ready, or I could not afford it, or I didn't know how to do it, or where to start, or I thought that I am a control freak and I have to do it all. I made the jump. And I'm so glad that I did that because I can confirm that this year I turned into outsourcing machine once I got that first hurdle. It's like a new part in my brain started to work where now anytime when I'm working on something and I see that this is a repetitive task that is not at all using my potential, it's just admin thing that I do every week, I immediately see and ask myself, why am I still doing this? Is there a better way? Is there an easier way? Can I automate this? Can I outsource this? Can this be streamlined so I don't keep wasting my time on the same things every single week that I personally don't even have to do? So I currently have a virtual assistant, which is my sister, actually. She is doing content research, trending sounds research, repurposing my content, saving my receipts, helping me with designs in Canva for ebooks or action sheets for my educational programs. Lots of steps from bigger tasks that save me time and make my life easier. She's taking care of that. Then I have a podcast manager, Pinterest manager, copywriter that helps me repurpose my content for blog. I also worked with a branding photographer this year. And in the past, I would just take lots of photos of myself. My husband would take photos and I would edit them, which I didn't mind, but just investing in that branding photo shoot was a great investment because it was fun, first of all. And it saved me so much time that I didn't have to do all editing myself. And it gave me a lot of professional photos for my website that I can reuse for marketing, for my offers, and social media. I also hired a brand designer to help me finalize the aesthetics vision that I had for Small Biz Babes community because I have been dreading it for months to tie it all together. And when there is any technical help I need, I often reach out to Fiverr. And I'm currently ready to outsource my reel editing, which I have been doing myself for years. And I'd like to streamline that process even more. I also systematized my business. I transferred it to Notion, where I created systems for processes that I do all the time. Whether that's podcast production or content creation or planning out offers, it's all saved in databases with all the steps so I can just pick up where I left off and know exactly what to do without having to click to 10 different pages and think about where is it, where did I save it. I can also just give access to my assistant, for example, to fill out a calendar or finish up action sheets for my course in Canva based on my notes in Notion and then save it where it belongs because everything has its digital home. And it's like my second brain. I honestly don't know how I ever functioned before without it. Like I just had a paper planner and a whole bunch of sticky notes and I thought that, oh, this is a great system. This is working for me. But oh my gosh, trust me, that's not a system. You need a real digitalized system, which is like a hub for all the things that you can see. You see how it is connected. you know, exactly where it is, and it's just all in one place. It saves so much mental energy. And I wasn't even realizing before of how much overwhelm I used to have just because I didn't have my business organized in a way that it would support me to work calmly. So making again that jump and to create that system has allowed me to have a lot more just a mental kind of space and the clarity and the freedom and a peace of mind through the days. Now, to sum it up, the biggest lesson this year taught me was that if I want to live my dream life and truly enjoy it, at first, I need to change relationship with me. I needed to cultivate routines and foundations that will support me so I can show up as the best version of myself, so I don't live my days with desperate energy, but I am creating thriving energy in my life as I'm stepping into the role of CEO and building a lifestyle that gives me freedom and true joy. I want a business that isn't just successful on outside. I want a business that flows, that I'm passionate about, that I'm excited to show up for, that makes it worth it, that feels meaningful to me. And I want the same thing for you. So for today's summary, if you take one thing from this episode, take this. If next year would be a blank slate, how would you make it look for you? What would you free yourself of? What would you stop doing? What would you start doing? Where are you holding yourself back because you are tied too much to your past business ventures, past ways of thinking, or past commitments you don't want anymore? Now say out loud, what is that one thing that you really want? Say it. Now open your phone app and brain dump 5 things you need to change to go all in. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.